The Secretary General of NATO, George Robertson, was at the White House today. He and President Bush talked about the NATO AWACS planes that will start patrolling the east coast of the United States later this week. Robertson told us that the planes demonstrate the importance of invoking Article 5 of the NATO Charter. That's the mutual defense clause that states an attack on one NATO state will be considered an attack on all NATO members.
Declaring Article 5 was groundbreaking stuff, quite remarkable in its historical context, but it's also operational, and that's why the AWACS planes that will be flying over the United States on Friday are a living, visible symbol of the connections between two continents and 19 nations. The attack on New York and Washington could easily have been an attack on Paris or London, or Rome or on Copenhagen, and that's why the NATO allies in 6 short hours decided to invoke this article that had not been invoked for 52 years.
Lord Robertson, will there be any other NATO aircraft coming in this direction in addition to AWACS in support of it or in addition to it?
Well, clearly, what will come to the United States from Europe is what the United States needs, and if the United States requests it, then I know the NATO allies will be wanting to do it. But the theater of operations is going to increasingly be in Central Asia and around Afghanistan, certainly at the moment, and that's where NATO troops, NATO's countries' troops, will be deploying if the United States wants them to do that.
The president has talked about, and you have talked about, intelligence participation, that NATO will that will be a way in which NATO will assist what the United States is doing now. Could you talk about what that is?
Well, we have to collect more intelligence and we have to share more intelligence. That's one of the lessons of the 11th of September, and it's one indeed that we'd learned before that as well. But intelligence is very precious as a commodity. It depends on a lot of people who are at risk, and therefore there is a natural reluctance to share a lot of that information just in case it puts people and sources in danger. But NATO is focusing on how best we can now get more intelligence and share it as well.
As a coordinator, with the intelligence collected by NATO members or collecting on as NATO.
Well, there are different ways in which this can be done. NATO acts as a forum for the 19 nations, but it also acts as the center of a network of 46 nations in the Partnership for Peace as well. So within NATO, we already are used for intelligence gathering and intelligence sharing, and more of that is going to be done. But I think there's also the hope that the other countries will also participate in this, and we'll multiply then the effect of what we're doing and perhaps be able to get a bigger and a much brighter and clearer picture of what these people are up to at the present moment.
The Secretary of State has said today that it may be that this war on terrorism will expand into other countries, Iraq, the Philippines, Malaysia, perhaps Indonesia. If it does expand, will NATO partners see that as part of their brief as well?
Well, I think we have to emphasize that the campaign against terrorism is not simply based on military action. It's based on action on immigration, on extradition, on common definitions of what terrorism is and how it can be identified. It's to do with financial flows. So the instruments we use are political, diplomatic, economic, financial, as well as military. And therefore, we've got to find the information. We've got to pinpoint where the cells are and then mobilize the coalitions to make sure that these cells are closed down. At the moment, all the evidence points to Al-Qaeda and to Osama bin Laden, but it indicates they may not be alone in the evil terrorism that they are perpetrating today. We've got to go after the organizations who do it and the roots of the organizations that feed them. And there is a wide consensus on doing that and winning at doing that.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
George Robertson is the Secretary General of NATO.